Why can't I have a rich grandpa that takes me on vacation? All I have are paper grandpas.
Paper grandpas? Oh, you mean you only have photos of your grandpas. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Have you ever learned something really important from one of your grandparents? I remember my grandpa teaching me how to ride a bike, and my grandma taught me how to make popsicles in the freezer. I'm really thankful for them. I hope you're thankful for your grandparents, too. And if you're not always thankful, then take Paul's advice found in Philippians chapter 1, verse 3. He said, "I thank my God every time I remember you." And now our story is entitled Paper Grandpas. Astrid plopped down on the porch swing. She looked up as her Uncle Tim came up the porch steps. "Hi, Astrid," he said. "Do I see a frown on this beautiful day? What's up?" Astrid sighed. "My friend Ella's rich grandpa paid for a vacation in Florida for her whole family. I heard all the details at least 100 times. Why can't I have a rich grandpa, too, instead of just paper ones?"
"Paper grandpas? What do you mean?" asked Uncle Tim.
"Well, Grandpa Jerry's picture has been standing on the desk for as long as I can remember, and that's all I know of him. And my other grandpa died so long ago that I can't remember him either. We just have pictures of them. Paper grandpas."
Uncle Tim frowned. "You have an awfully poor reason for wanting a grandpa," he said, and Astrid looked down at her feet. "Both of your grandpas are in heaven, Astrid. They might not be able to show you how much they love you in the same way Ella's grandpa can show her, but they gave you something much better than a trip to Florida."
Astrid looked at her uncle with wide eyes.
"They did?"
Uncle Tim nodded. "Grandpa Jerry loved me in a way that helped me realize how much God loves me. He prayed for me throughout my whole life, and he prayed for you too, even if you weren't old enough to remember. He prayed that you would believe that Jesus died on the cross for you and trust him as your Savior so you would be with him forever." Uncle Tim smiled at Astrid. "I guess neither of your grandpas had a lot of money, but they had something much more important. Their greatest hope and prayer was that all their family members would recognize the depth of Jesus' love for them."
Astrid gave her uncle a little smile.
"I trust in Jesus," she said. "When Ella comes back from Florida, maybe I should tell her about my grandpas and how I can't wait to see them in heaven someday."
"Good idea," Uncle Tim grinned. "Your grandpas may be just pictures to you now, but when you meet them in heaven, they won't be paper grandpas anymore."
So how about you? What do you value in your parents or grandparents? Is it the things they can give you in this life, or have they taught you that, for Christians, the best is yet to come? Thank God for the Christians he's put in your life who show you his love and pray for you. Even if some of them aren't with you anymore, one day you'll be able to thank them, too, for pointing you to Jesus. Our key verse is Philippians 1:3.
"I thank my God every time I remember you."
And our key thought for today, be thankful for Christians who love you.
Hey, Zach, I had a question about something my friend brought up. What's the point of living on Earth if we're just going to die?
Hi, Cameron. While there's not a simple answer to this complex question, I think the best passage of Scripture to follow is found in the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, where Solomon writes, "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." What he means is, while you're living on earth, the best thing to do is prepare yourself for heaven by believing in Jesus and helping others believe in him too. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.